Welcome everyone to part two, but before I continue, you know, I was enjoying the conversation this morning with Chloe. I do need to wash up, you know, I gotta get to Walmart so we can get some more dinners, but first of all, if you haven't checked it out, check out for all your stationery, dog and kitty needs for coats, sweaters, and quilts, comforters, check out designsbydinky.com, designsbydinky.com, designsbydinky.com. Tell Dinky I sent you. Free shipping for the first item. Promo code is Rita Lee's Podcast. And repeat, Rita Lee's Podcast. And tell Dinky that Rita Lee, Moppy, and Chloe sent you. Or if you can't remember, just say Moppy sent you. She knows little Mr. Moppy, a.k.a. Dinky. You're barking me? You're growling me? Oh, yeah. So, I got this little baby Shih Tzu with me. I shaved Shih Tzu, by the way. It's summertime, so Chloe shaved him. But, anywho. Chloe, this is what I brought you. There you go. So, let me get back to this thing. So, as Chloe said, you know, the neighbor basically is getting to the point where they're getting aggressive towards, you know, all the crap that's happened. And, you know, Chloe gets very angry about it, you know. And like I was talking to you all in part one, Poppy basically stated, you know, that when it comes to Chloe, you know, Chloe needs to realize, you know, and this is something I wanted to talk to her last night, but, you know, Chloe and I got into it with each other. You know, Chloe's like, well, you're driving me fucking insane. Well, look at me. I've been basically in the emergency room suicidal because, you know, I can't express let me put it this way. I don't do YouTube vids anymore, everyone, because I don't want fucking Chloe's bitch face motherfucking mother basically attacking me. And, you know, Chloe's mom, Chloe realizes her mom is not fucking a nice fucking bitch. She's a fucking a super mega bitch that trumps Chloe in the bitchness by 100-fold.
My mom lies to me a lot.
No, well, like Chloe said, her mom lies. And then, basically, Chloe's irritated. I mean, Chloe found out that her mom pushed me to be in a mental hospital. Chloe's like, that fucking bitch needs to fucking be basically paying the fucking bill. Right, Chloe?
And then I found out something my mom kept from me my whole life.
Yeah, and kept my whole life. You know, Chloe got angry with me last night, yesterday, at the doctor's appointment. The thing is, I didn't think it was the right time to ask, you know, because the doctor was being, like I said in yesterday's podcast, was being combative towards the whole ordeal combative, you know, towards the thing about the PG-80. Now, if TJ is listening, Kara J, don't laugh, because here's what's happened, okay? And I'm just going to give you guys the skinny yet again. We went in there. I made a joke with Chloe about the little juices. I said, they mean for you to take them. Actually, it's for diabetics. And, you know, the doctor was just like, well, if you want a couple juices, go take them, you know, Rita. And we were talking about hubby. Well, anyways, I brought up the persistent genital arousal disorder, you know. And again, you know, between Chloe's former primary care physician with the doctor threw a fit about, she's more importantly saying, oh, you're off the psych meds for 3 months. You went cold turkey. Are you sure it isn't countering with your hormones? And Chloe's looking at her like, yeah, I know it's not countering the hormones. It isn't working. Well, on your previous records, you went to the mental hospital because it isn't working. And then you got back on them, so we assumed they're working. Chloe's going, they're not working. She looks at me and I said, they're not working. They're making it worse. Chloe's like, yeah, I'm getting more violent on them. She's like, yeah. Well, you know, the medicine has to leave Chloe's system completely, which takes 3 years. Then her aggression will be brought down. But, you know. But anyways, the doctor, she's just like, oh, really, you know. And so, you know, like I said, Chloe basically got mad, you know, yesterday, thinking, you know, she gets this way and she needs to learn that I don't worship anyone but God. But, you know, I'm not bitching at her, you know, in front of her. You know, like I said in podcast one today, you know, she, you know, thinks the neighbor, I worship the neighbor. It's like, no, I made a promise with the neighbor. I don't want to do it. Plus the fact, you know, that since Chloe's up, Chloe's cuddling Moppy. That's what she needs at times. She needs to realize that I don't want to fucking get up out of bed at 5 in the fucking morning, dilate, get ready to go like yesterday morning, and be ready to go at 7:30, and then on the way home from, because my sleeping schedule is all whacked out anyways, because being bipolar, I stay up and then I go to sleep and I crash, and you know, I slept like 7 hours today, and I'm still groggy, even with the coffee, you know, and yet, you know, when it comes to Chloe, you know, and stuff, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, is, you know, Chloe's like really mad, you know, that I don't want to go to, with her to, Wenatchee, but it's not that I don't want to, it's just, I don't want to get out of bed at 5 in the morning, you know, and it's, and she is a sweetheart, she's got a kind heart, you know, I mean, she's like, oh, we'll find something for us to eat there. It's like, well, I promised the neighbor, you know, and I don't want to be out all day anyways. You know, I wanted Red Robin, but Poppy's like, no, for two of you, you're going to be spending $80. I mean, I spent $60 for two of us for, it was 3 beers and 2 burgers and a shot of 151 rum for Chloe, and it came to $61 with tip. I'm sorry to say, but that sweetheart, no, you know. And then Poppy says, that's $61 that you just shit out, you know, and pissed out.
You know, I still want you putting the neighbor over me.
I'm not putting the neighbor over you. I just made a promise. However, I'd rather avoid the neighbor, too, if anyone needs to know this. Because, frankly, you know, in my opinion, she wants to go to lunch, but she won't, she won't pay the internet bill. You know, I need to check something real quick. Anyway,
is she paying the lunch?
Yeah, she's buying my lunch, but it's only like $4 sandwich. Some of you out there, I'm checking something real quick. You know, I'm doing a Chloe right now. I'm doing Google Maps and talking to you, but anyways, yeah, that's the one I want, right? Yeah. All right.
I guess the PGAD, like, these doctors don't want to believe that it's PGAD.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, that's the, like, Chloe, you know.
They want to believe it's, something else. And I don't want that.
So, anyways, I was just checking the miles, you know, on the where, you know, we're supposed to get our blood work done on the day, you know. And I did, by the way, check while you were sleeping. You didn't know that they actually said that they put in your orders for up here. But, you know, I told Chloe, go to Wenatchee anyways. The reason I was checking Google Maps, you know, and I'm not going to argue with Chloe because I don't want to argue with Chloe. That's what caused this whole argument yesterday where, you know, I told her she keeps doing this, belittling me, you know, she can leave. But, you know, I'm not going to go to, and Chloe knows I won't go to McDumpers. I refuse to eat at McDumpers at all. It's just nasty. However, if I have to go to Wenatchee, which is highly unlikely, I will at 5 in the morning just to get a free lunch out of it. You know, the Red Robin is all the way up there in between Red Robin.
Taco smell.
Yeah, I was looking at Taco Bell. They got a new $5 box meal there that I was just looking at getting, you know, on payday for myself for paying bills, you know. Because Poppy told me outright, talking to y'all, avoid KFC. It's really bad. Well, KFC's got this new pickle I think what it is it's a crispy chicken sandwich, and they put dill pickles on the bottom, and they call it a new burger. So, but anyways, like I said, you know, I'm trying to teach Chloe to moral values, you know, and, you know, one of the things Poppy and I talked about, you know, and, you know, I had my sister Tamara talk about it, and then Dinky talked about it, and then B-hole Corey talked about it was, you know, B-hole Corey was telling me you got to live within your means. Yeah, I know that. But like I said, to cut this short, because I got to wash up, you know, and I got to get Moppy out still and stuff, is when it comes to, you know, my family, like Dinky and my Aunt Aya and, you know, everyone on my side, you know, my aunt doesn't really support it, but my aunt said, did you toot? Something stinks.
I didn't toot.
Must have been Moppy. Anyways, basically what I was trying to say is, Now she's evil grin, like, yeah, I farted. But anyways, I know, Sabrina, if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to understand that hers is just demonic. She's got demons in her colon, basically. And when she farts, you know that the demons are, the demon gas is coming out going, wah! I mean, Aaron used to tell me I used to have demons in my colon. So, you know, that's why I know about that. But let's get back to the main thing. So, you know, between my entire family, including Poppy, and then, you know, you got Chloe's family. He's like, you know, Chloe's family says one thing. Oh, Rita's abusive and Rita's this, Rita's that. And then you got the mental health professions all stacked up against Chloe saying, no, she abuses me. And then, you know, you got me trying to teach Chloe, if you really want to make it work, you need to realize, you know, that's what I'm trying to teach Poppy from Poppy's point of view and Tara's. And Tara's like, you know, Tara was trying to wanted to message Chloe and say, you know, Tara's dinky, by the way, and say, hey, if you want to get married to Rita, you're going to have to realize that and tell her on disability or whatever, you know, Rita's income, if you lose your cash assistance, Rita's income's the only thing. So you need to realize that, you know, if we basically, Chloe lost her cash assistance hypothetically, but she hasn't yet. Chloe's going to have to sit there and basically turn around and finally say to me, no, we're not going to eat out. We got a penny pinch. You know, but right now, I mean, for example, I was talking to Poppy. Let's talk about food for a second, because this is something on my mind this morning over coffee with Rita. So let's just put all the options on the table, okay? Poppy doesn't know anything about Dairy Queen. And I said, well, you know, we were talking about Wenatchee, and Poppy goes, I've never tried Dairy Queen. I go in there for their Buster bars. And I said, cool. Well, anyways, their buddy bars or whatever. And then he says he's never been there. And I talked about Arby's. And he says, make sure you don't get anything with bacon on it, and make sure you don't get anything with cheese on it. That's what's going to kill you. And then he said, it'll kill your pocketbook. And then he says, make sure you don't basically, you know, I mean, one of the things me and Poppy were talking about, and since Chloe's up, I'll reiterate from podcast one in a second is, but anyways, then he tells me, avoid McDumpers, you know, meat glue and ammonia. Yeah, but he would go to McDumpers over going to Red Robin. But again, they're Red Robin's coronary burgers. He said, avoid that place. He said, think of it. Between you buying yourself your usual burgers, which I get two, and then getting Chloe one burger, which Chloe would demand, you know, et cetera, you know. And I'll reiterate that part in a second again, part of the whole thing at the top, Poppy and I time. You know, and then you stack up, you know, everything else that you want in it. Like, say my neighbor's with us, hypothetically, or not neighbor, Patty, my friend. The bill's going to be at least $80. Poppy said it cost him $30 just for one person. Three people can be $90+. I mean, usually me and the hubby had to split the bill in half for each of us just to cover it, because Patty had to have an appetizer and extra burgers and everything. I mean, when I went with Patty to KFC, she usually ordered a bucket of chicken. And one time she looked at us and she said, pay the man, Rita. I looked at Aaron and Aaron said, well, what are we buying you? Oh, we're getting the big bucket of chicken. It's like 50 pieces. Me and Chloe said, fine. But, well, you know, we were angry. It's like our grandmother, our adopted grandmother, you know, the one that you met here in town. Did you ever tell you the Quizno story? Uh-oh. Oh, well, Chloe's going to love this. So she's met my adopted grandma, Evelyn. One day she turns around and she buys... Chloe lost her life. Hubby was a girl at the time, transitioning to female, and lost his purse and ID and everything. Someone picked it up. Well, we got it. The card wasn't used for any nefarious purposes, but let's just say that I had to pick up a lot of stuff until his card was reissued, right? Meantime, Grandma ordered two Quizno subs, the large ones. Extra steak and cheese, you know. That costed me $60 for two people. Me and Aaron didn't eat. So, you get the idea, everyone. But anyway, back to my thing. So talking about Quiznos, he says that it's not that healthy. I said, well, Subway. He says, yeah, if you want to pay $5, that's fine. But if you buy two sandwiches, that's 20. Well, as I said, reiterating, and the last time me and Chloe went to Subway, I enjoyed Chloe buying me lunch. I appreciated her dinner. And she knows this. I appreciate it. Chloe looked at the guy, and Chloe sat there, and she was short a few dollars, you know, because she had it all figured out in her head. And he says, oh, you wanted this sandwich, so it's $9 instead of $5. And then you wanted two drinks, and your wife's sandwich was $5. So I paid the remaining. It was like $7 on my card. But Chloe just sat there and said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, don't worry about it. You know, this is how I am. I pick up, you know, the pieces. But, you know, like the one day, I know Chloe was and knew I was angry. You know, she knows it to this day. But I'm not angry now. But when Chloe went into Jack in the Crack one day and went at you, she ordered like 5 items. And I got one chicken sandwich. So, you know, talking to Poppy last night, I reiterated the story out of funniness. He goes, yeah, I understand that one completely, you know. And he goes into details of Aaron and then, you know, myself. But he says, every time you were there, you went to Steak and Shake, Rita. You always got me a steak sandwich or a burger. I said, I want a hot dog and a burger. You'd bring it to me. So, Aaron, oh, it's too much money, you know. But you were like, here, you know, we're staying at your house. You're paying the electricity. You're doing all this. You're, you know. Whereas, you know, with you know, other people, you know, you got other people like Corey B. Hall, Dinky, and my Aunt Aya, and, you know, my sister Tamara, and others, you know, you're listening to my podcast. I always give praise to Chloe, you know, I always do, I don't bitch. But there's a couple times on, you know, Messenger where I'd be like, yeah, is all autistic, like I was asking Sabrina the other, is all autistic people with Asperger's assholes? She says, well, I have borderline, so, you know, and I'm transgendered. And I'm like, is all Asperger's patients transgendered? And, you know, people that have Aspie, are they all transgendered? I mean, and you know, it was one of those irritation things because one of my family, my new sisters that I've talked to, Danielle, she was making a joke about dilating. She was making fun of me because, you know, I have to dilate. She listens to my podcast. And she was saying, you know, me and Chloe can never be lovers. We can never be partners. All I'm going to ever be to Chloe is a caretaker. You know, and if that's the case, I should be fucking getting paid to be Chloe's caretaker. At the same time, I'm going to pay. Hey, you just hopped over the chair and into your bed. What were you thinking? Are you a little bunny rabbit, not?
Yeah,
you I love you too, my little Shih Tzu. And lots of Otto, yeah. Anyways, my Shih Tzu doesn't look like a Shih Tzu. He looks like a giant rat dog. But anyways, back to the story. So, you know, when I was talking to Poppy and all these people, they say, you know, if you're really going to marry Chloe, you know, you need to teach some moral values to Chloe. Well, you know, one of the things, and I'm not going to go into basically because I don't want Chloe getting mad at me, okay? I'm not going to have Chloe rip me a new asshole 8 ways for Sunday. But one of the things I thought I could teach Chloe moral value was the handbook of life, you know. Chloe knows that as my Bible. And one time I was talking to Chloe about the Bible with my neighbor, the one that says, I'm going to pay the internet, Rita. And Chloe got mad. She says, I'm going to take every fucking Bible in the house and burn them on that coal barbecue. Then the neighbor's like, Chloe, you're going to burn down the building too. She said, Chloe's like, at the time, fuck it. And out of anger. And the neighbor's like, that's destruction of property. And Chloe's like, fuck it, it's just a book. You know, and I'm trying to teach this young lady some moral values. Well, I got her a Bible. You know, she says, I'll burn my Bible first, you know. And, you know, I got Chloe a Bible free. And, you know, the thing is, you know, the neighbor, you know, knows I'm trying my best. You know, the neighbor actually told me I shouldn't get married to Chloe. I'll be miserable. I mean, you know, and it upsets me. And Poppy says the same thing. I'll be miserable. I mean, you know, and other people say the same because, you know, look at it from this point of view, you know, Chloe, you know, they're like, Chloe wants to get married, you know, Chloe needs to be, you know, not a, not a, a one-way street, you know, as they say, you know, and you know what I was going to say about the one-way street to the neighbor, okay, now, I need to get Chloe on a regimen every day of tidying this place up. If she can get this, keep this place tidy, and I can keep the kitchen clean, and we can vacuum daily. I think if we spend like 30 minutes a day, not on the internet, but cleaning, I think this place would stay clean permanently. And I think, you know, that's what we need, you know. And, You know, and that's my motto is, you know, moral value is, you know, like this one lady says, you every time you do something, you know, you get rewarded. Well, right now, you know, my sister, you know, Dinky and others, they were like, yeah, you know, we're talking, you know, I think it was Dinky, don't quote me. But anyways, when someone was saying, well, what are you planning to order? You know, I got to order some organic killer bee honey for Chloe for helping me clean. Well, you know, the neighbors, you know, they're like, well, for what I understand, you busted your ass off. And I've seen you run back and forth. You've been arrested, you know, all this shit. And, you know, you hear people say, well, Chloe's at fault. You know, Chloe didn't do anything. Chloe's basically at fault, you know, and. You know, Chloe only did, what, 3% of the cleaning. I busted my ass off one night, you know, 4 hours in the tub because it was nasty, you know. You know, and I'm one of these people that I forgive, you know. And I remember in the beginning when Chloe came out here in April, she didn't have cash. So I gave her $100 and said, hey, do what you wish with this money, but make sure the tub's clean. You know, finally, I did a lot of elbow grease. And I said, you know what? Who cares? $100? Chloe needed it more than me. People are sitting there saying, well, you know, the moral value is that, you know, do us to, I mean, Jesus taught, do unto others as you would want to be treated. So when Chloe sits there and snaps at me and, you know, it's like, you're an effing asshole. It's like, I don't sit there and say, I know you are, but what am I, you know, with Pee Wee Herman, you know, it's like, I mean, those are, as TJ said, you know, Tara J, they're just fucking words. You know, and then Chloe says, well, you know, oh, you must be angry. No, I'm not angry. When I'm angry, I will be so freaking enraged. You will know my anger and wrath. I sit there like Aaron, and it's like, no, I'm not angry. Chloe's angry. She's just like, God, I'm like, what the dog? And it's like, okay, cool, yeah, all right, you know, but.
You're talking about Thomas J.
Yeah, Thomas J, yeah. Tara J, I think
Thomas
it is.
J.
Well, I mean, in my podcast, I don't know their legal name, literally. Well, yeah, the thing is, whatever it is TJ, you know, basically, you know, it's like TJ said, they're just fucking words, you know, and words they are. And because they're words they are, you know, it doesn't really hurt me, you know, and I'm not trying to badmouth Chloe at all. I'm not sitting here because I don't want to piss Chloe off. All I'm saying is out of love is, you know, is when it comes to that sweetheart. You know, Chloe, you know, people sit there and say, oh, well, you know, you need to do this and that. It's like, no, I don't. Now, back to my thing about the whole thing about the Wenatchee thing, you know, is, yeah, I can go to town, but my problem with going to Wenatchee on the 3rd is, like I said, I don't want to get up at 5 in the fucking morning, dilate at 5:10, get done, and then get ready to go, put on a nice dress, which I don't mind wearing dresses. You know, and going out, you know, Chloe, just to get blood work. But then, you know, it's like the whole Red Robin thing, you know, $60 to $80. I mean, yeah. And then Poppy turns around and tells me that.
I suggested you a fast food.
And then, you know, he didn't even recommend that. He said I should just take all that money and put it in those little TV dinners we buy, which is a good idea. But here's the thing, you know.
Still red meat.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. It's red meat. And then let me put what Poppy says, okay? A couple of irritations last night. One is, I should be eating one of those meals a week. He does it once a week on Sundays. I'm sorry to say, but when you get, you got a choice. You can eat a 20-cent ramen pack, which is 2 iron salt, or you can eat a fucking meal.
Well, that's iron salt, but it's red meat, and it's real beef.
Okay.
And oh yeah, and you'll love the little pork riblets.
Right, pork riblets, cool and dandy, dandy and cool. And then you got the old man turning around. And then he has the audacity. Love everyone, by the way. You know, Chloe's, you know, a sweetheart. The audacity, let's just continue, okay? Doesn't know anything about Dairy Queen. Jack in the Crack is bad. And then, you know, when I told him the story about the whole thing about Jack in the Box and Chloe, he goes, well, you know, if you're going to marry Chloe, you know, you need to teach Chloe some moral values that, you know, when you go to a place like that, you know, if you're buying, you always let Chloe get what she wants. But if she's buying, you know, he's just like, you're expending so much energy, you know, one chicken sandwich isn't enough. Well, I agree, but you know what? Chloe's got a bigger appetite. I mean, look, I spent $50 plus on 15 tacos one time at Taco Bell, and that's not including my box of tacos, which was like 15. And Chloe ate hers in one setting. And, you know, that is why I call it nicknamed Chloe, and I'm not abusive, okay? Me and the neighbors make that joke once in a while because we call it the fat ass syndrome. When someone can eat 15 tacos in one sitting, you got to wonder what the hell's going through it, you know? And, you know, but I have a feeling, you know, in my loving opinion, that, and I'm not saying this like as in a thing where Chloe's mom's going to sit there and go, oh, Chloe's going to be murdered. I'm saying it as out of love. I think Chloe's going to go before me. I mean, literally, she eats fucking way too much. And fast food. I mean, 15 tacos. I mean, excuse me, Chloe. I'd like to ask, the audience wants to ask a question here. Well, where do you put all this? Are you a bottomless pit? See, I'm joking with her now. I'm actually lightly making fun of her because usually when she eats one of those TV dinners, she's full. Look at that. He's getting comfortable on my robe, Chloe. He's got to sleep on my robe. Okay, so anyways, back to the story, okay? So you got people sitting there telling me that Chloe's a narcissistic, and I'm going to reiterate this only by neighbors and family, okay? My family, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Don't get angry. Well, I guess she doesn't care.
Well, I do care, okay? Don't assume.
Anyways, a lot of people call her a narcissistic little man or a little bastard, and I don't see it that way. I see her as a super bitch that, you know, if you read her medical records, they say she needs to be the princess, and everyone that's in her relationship, that's an intimate relationship or loving relationship, has to be a submissive little man to them. That's what it says in her medical records. And like I was saying, you know, out of jokingly, how does that play out? You know. How does that play out with an administrative law judge? You know, I mean, literally. So, back to my thing about it. Back to my final thing and discussion, you know. When I was talking to Poppy, you know, about food. He's like, yeah, as long, and he said, here's how you do it when it comes to ordering stuff, okay? He said, you know, when it comes to people like Chloe, and he wasn't saying people like Chloe in general, he was saying if you're, if you're going, what the hell is that? If you're going to go out to eat, you know, for example, that he said, and I quote, that the young Chloe Spice, lovely young Chloe Spice, she's awesome, she's cool, that, if I was going to eat out, for example, we were talking about the Arby's sandwich, for example. He says, eh. But anyways, I said, I want to try some of these new burgers at Burger King before they go out of style. I didn't get to try the other one. You know, they had, like, the Rodeo King, which looks really good. You know, it's like meat, bacon, and onion rings on it. And Chloe's like, oh, I got to try that. And, you know, I want to try the Sourdough King. So when he was talking, for example, about Poppy, I said, yeah, I want to try it. He says, yeah, you should make a day to make just to try it. But at the same time, you know, if Chloe's in tow with you, make sure that Chloe knows that, you know, you're trying these out for lunch. That, you know, it's, as I said, you know, in the last podcast, you know, me and Chloe's relationship, we need to both accept the fact that this isn't, you know, BK, you can't have it your way. And, you know, and I'm not saying she's a bad person. We were just saying, you know, when it comes to the finances, you know, and, you know, I know she wants to be equal, but, you know, as Poppy said, You know, when a woman is, you know, married and together, married or even as a couple, you know, he said, quote, unquote, you know, let me see. Yeah, find a restaurant there to see the new Sourdough Kings. See, now that looks good. I got to try that, Chloe. The Bacon and Swiss King.
That looks good.
And then they got a new one, too. Let me show you the other one, too, real quick. How about this? Does this one look good?
Ooh, yes.
Sourdough King. I got to try those on a sourdough roll. More than half pound of meat, melted cheese, which I like, cut bacon, and sliced onions. So, yeah, that's something I was looking at. Then you got the Bacon King, Bacon Swiss King, and then the Sourdough King. And then you got the Double Quarter Pounder King, Pound King. And then you got the Bacon King, which I love. Oh, there's the Rodeo King. Have you tried that one yet? Where you got bacon?
Oh, my goodness, I want that.
That's what I was talking about. See, I was telling Poppy, you know, that I wanted to try these. And he said, well, if you get paid on the first or the third, go out and eat, you know. And he said, when you go out to eat, make sure, you know, that you get what you want. And, you know, whoever's paying, you know, limits the other, you know. And that's what he was saying, limit the other, you know. And, and you know, there's the Rodeo King. And you know, and I like the Bacon King myself. But, you know, the Sourdough King, I'll try that one too, you know. Has the Bacon King got extra bacon? No, it's only bacon on one thing, so yeah. But yeah, I want to try those burgers there. I want to try the Bacon Swiss King and a Sourdough King. So, you know, talking about it for a minute, like I said, Poppy basically said, you know, that's good if you try it once, you know, in the month, you know, and basically make it so you stay in one place to try out these foods, and then you're happy and satisfied, whereas where you go... You know, for example, you know, he's like, do you really want to pay $80 for, again, for Red Robin? I've been to Red Robin. He says, it'll cost you probably $60 more. Actually, it would cost us about $100 if we went to Olive Garden, three of us, you know. And then the, you know, and then so, you know. So what I was trying to say to Chloe, you know, in this podcast is, without upsetting her, you know, as well as you all, as Poppy said, is, you know, that, you know, until she's on disabilities, you know, and she knows this, that we both got to be frugal and penny pinching. I mean, literally, we got to penny pinch, you know. I mean, if we have to penny pinch and skip getting the dog's treats, we will, but then people will sit there and say it's cruel to not get the dog a treat. Yeah, we're going and getting ourselves some Rodeo Kings, you know. What do you think? Would it be cruel, in your opinion, to skip his treats for our burgers? Yes, it is. He does a job.
He needs his treats.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he'll stop being a good shih tzu.
No, he will stop being a working dog. I'm going to go on strike and if you don't give me my treats, So,
a dog on strike.
I mean, let me put it this way, okay? You know, Chloe needs to realize that, you know, with her $200 a month and my excess amount, you know, when we go to eat, right? For example, I mean, yeah, we can go to town, you know? I mean, I don't even know where the Burger King is. By the way, they got a new chalupa, a new chicken chalupa box from Taco Bell for $5.
Chalupa.
Do you like the chalupas?
No, they're cheesy.
Well, I saw, you know, that's the thing. See, me, I wouldn't mind going out, like, you know, on another day, you know, like the fourth, you know, as Poppy would say. But Poppy's like one of these guys that sits there and says, well, you know, you're going to try your other things, right? I mean, so for $5, you know, I was going to, you can get steak nachos if you don't want the cheese, Chloe, for $5. Yeah. But this is what you get. You get a Chalupa Supreme, a beefy five-layer burrito, and a crunchy taco for $5, Chloe.
Nice.
And then the other one is, right here, a wild naked chicken chalupa, crunchy taco, and a Doritos taco. See, that's cool, but she's not paying.
I'm gonna watch it. I can't hear it because you're talking so loud.
Fine. I have to go, everyone, because I got to pick.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Those tacos are good.
Yeah, but this one comes with a chicken chalupa instead for $5. So that's the thing. I want to try the chalupa boxes out this coming month,
the
too.
The thing is, I'm stating something. I'm not.
Yeah, I'm allowed, but I got to, you know. And then they got a $5 nacho box right here, Chloe, with steak nachos.
Yes.
Of course, my opinion is with steak nachos is... So, basically what I wanted to say was, you know, Chloe needs to realize that, you know, if I'm going to lunch, I'll take Chloe. But, you know, sometimes I gotta limit Chloe in on the finances. And the other times, you know, if I have to go out, you know, by myself to do something, you know, I end up, say, Taco Bell, I might get her a $5 box lunch, but... The thing is I want to share it with you all that, you know, I'm not a bank and I can't support two people, you know. You know, but the chalupa box looks really good. The other thing is I've never tried the Dairy Queen, the Dairy Queen $5 and $6 lunches. You see, that's something that I would do, you know, for myself, you know. I mean, My motto is if I'm going to be that. And by the way, that looks really good. The Jurassic Chomp. You know, for anyone who's listening at that, has anyone seen the Jurassic Chomp? I know Chloe would love to try it, but she's lactose intolerating, so she's screwed. You know, any way to look at it.
I'll get a Blizzard. I would definitely get a Jurassic Chomp
with peanut butter.
I don't care if I fart all night. I'll cut the mustard around you.
See, the thing is she doesn't have any... for some of you out there, I'm just going to throw this out there as a joke. I don't want Chloe getting mad, so that's why I'm saying ahead of time. It's only a joke. But if she's going to be farting all night because she had either a sundae from Dairy Queen, a banana split from Dairy Queen, or a Blizzard from Dairy Queen, and she's gonna fart all night and doesn't mind farting all night, stinking my delicate nasal passages out, then as we could all joke around, every one of us that, you know, and I'm gonna throw names out there, Corey, Dinky, Gabby, Lexi, Tara J, the rest of the gang, and my aunt, other family members that listen to my thing, Sam knows this is a joke anyway. Sam, I know you know what this is, but that isn't good. That isn't acting like a lady if you're gonna be farting all night, all because of lactose intolerant, you know. So, for a $5 lunch, I'd like to try a bacon cheeseburger and a chicken strip, so $10 right there. The $6 lunch, I want to try the double cheese with cheese lunch and the chicken, the crispy chicken sandwich. So, you know, and then I'd get four sundaes, you know. However, as I was telling Poppy, the flamethrower burger is good. I was just joking to Chloe yesterday, you know, and this is something that Chloe gets mad about, you know, as some of you wondering, I got something moving, and I found out this guy doesn't just want to be in his bed now. He wants to use me as a pillow. I'm happy. But yeah, I'll get you out too. Anyways, one of the things I made a joke with Chloe last night is we're sitting in a park. We had 90 minutes to kill to catch a bug. And Chloe's sitting there, and she says, we'll get into town on you know, to get our blood work, and, you know, and I was like, oh, okay, you know, but, you know, thinking about it, you know, checking, double checking, you know, it was in Moses Lake here instead of Wenatchee, you know, and we're close to Moses Lake. And so she's like, oh, well, so the funny, you know, I never thought about that, but I'll get to that in a minute. So anyways, in Wenatchee, I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the corner. I'm smelling those heavenly burgers from Dairy Queen. And I said to Chloe, you know, Chloe, maybe if we get your blood work done on the 3rd and we can catch the bus at 12:30, maybe I'll swing by Dairy Queen to get some. She goes, oh, well, if you're going to go, then I'm going to go. And I'm going, you got to buy your own. And she just looks at me and says, no, laughing out loud.
Then you're acting like I was serious.
And then she laughed out loud, giggling again. And then I looked at her and I said,
yeah, well, so were you.
And then, you know, me laughing too, because I said, well, you got to pay your own way. I said, and on top of that, Chloe, because, you know, Chloe knows I go and get 2 flamethrower burgers. That's my meal there. And a drink.
Oh, like.
Well, I'm not complaining.
Like I was ruining your video just by saying.
No. You didn't ruin my podcast. Anyways, the joke was, after I said you got to pay, and then Chloe laughed again and said, no. I know if I told her, you're paying your own lunch there, she'd say, okay, I'll do it. You know, I have cash. The joking part is, and Chloe knows this is, and this is where the neighbor gets royally pissed, and I'll get to this in a second, is, you know, I was saying, you know, you got to buy your own lunch because, you know, I'm not a bank, but I also said, you know, hey, honestly, Chloe, those burgers, you know, because every time I come out of there buying me and Chloe's burgers and stuff, it cost me over $30. I mean, I was telling Poppy the other day. And this is something that's interesting. Is I was at KFC recently, right? I had some extra money after paying bills. My meal came to $31. Chloe's, you know, and I didn't mean Chloe. Poppy, I was going to say Chloe. I was going to say Chloe by mistake, but Poppy was like, holy shit, what'd you buy for $30? I said, well, I bought, I got Chloe 2 of those, what was it you got, the 2 of those, did you get the, only the chicken tenders, or? Yeah, you got the, so she got 2 of the $5, or the $5 fill-ups, which is like $6 there, so it was like $12 for the fill-ups, but she got like, what was it you got, you got the chicken tenders, right?
Yes.
So she got 2 $5 fill-ups. And then, actually, no, it was over that. It was $39. That's right. I checked my balance just now. $39. Anyways, 2 $5 fill-ups, which was $6. That's 12. Then she wanted an extra large mashed potato. That was 6. So that's $18. Then my two things that I got, you know, okay, with taxes and drinks and everything, it came to $39. And Poppy's like, that's just going to kill you. You know, and I had popcorn. I had the $10 shareables and then the chicken tenders. And Chloe's like, well, if you're going to be spending 20 on me, you, then you need to spend 20 on me. And it came close enough, you know. And Poppy's like, you know, you guys should have just took the chicken tenders and popcorn chicken to share it for 20 instead of paying double it, you know? And he's like, uh-uh, you know? And it's like, you know, it's like the other day, at, you know, the example again was Subway. We went to Subway, you know, and, you know, Chloe was apologizing to me for not finding out her sandwich was double the price. And I'm like, you know what? It's all good. It's not like me sitting there and saying, well, Chloe, you could have a $5 sandwich. Yes, Chloe could have a $5 sandwich, for example. And then Chloe turns around and sees me ordering that special sandwich. It's like $10. The, what was it? The pastrami sandwich. You know, Chloe would flip her lid. And me, I'm just like, it's okay. You made a mistake. You didn't know. Now, me, if I turned around and said $5 sandwich for Chloe, I'm getting a $10 sandwich. Yeah, and I did it on purpose. You know, but then again, as Poppy said, you know, logically, you know, whoever is buying should have more control over what you get to say on your eating, you know, and you, on that aspect. But here's the problem with the whole issue that I have with the responsibilities and everything, okay? This isn't about different things.
This is still a way of complaining about
this. No, I'm not. Now, here's the thing. Chloe thinks it's complaining. I was complaining on the fact that what Poppy had to say. Poppy's like, if Chloe loves you, Chloe would basically realize on the financial part they can't do everything. But he also said if Chloe loves you, Chloe would put her foot down and say, no, you're not going to be eating at Burger King. You don't need the sourdough kings. You know, you have a bad heart. You have coronary artery disease. And he's like, I read him last night. I basically states that my heart's blocked. And he's like, oh, well, you know, you got that proof. We got enough proof there. We can sue and I can win my lawsuit. And I go, no. I said, where do I come in on it? I'm a witness. Well, guess what? I'm not going to. You know, I'm not going to allow him to sue the clinic because he's going back to his greedy ways. And then he tells me, oh, I'm not greedy. I'm just needing for my retirement. If I get $250,000 and there's nothing more after all the lawyers take their fees, then who gets shit on? I do. My husband despised his dad, and his dad shouldn't be making money off of him. Now, if the contract was, you know, done and like it was supposed to, when everything's good and I get 50%, then I'll be happy. But Poppy wants $250,000. Contract only works if he gets his $250,000. Otherwise,
well, I'm going to give the rest of the money to the church. It's my money. I can do what I want with it.
Well, then I got to listen to Poppy tell me I got to stay alive because, you know, I can't kill myself, which I won't do. I can't eat myself to death from fast foods, which is wrong. The $5 box meals is not good for me. The Bacon King isn't good for me. All this, you know, and then Chloe's sitting there saying, oh, well, this is a way of venting. I'm not venting against her, okay? Here's what I'm saying. I love Chloe dearly, and Chloe knows this. What is that, sugar?
No.
Oh, I love Chloe dearly, and I'm not complaining. Now, what I'm complaining about is this. The fucking neighbor turns around, right? Turns around. And the manager, and others, and psychologists, and therapists, and my therapist, and other fuckers. And they put in Chloe's a needy person who wants to be taken care of and is using and abusing Rita. It's in her records. I mean, I've had to deal with agencies here basically asking me if I'm being abused. It's like, no, I'm not getting fucking state assistant. I'm not getting a home assistant from AIDS. It doesn't apply to me. They're like, oh, so true. But the neighbors turn around and all these other fuckers that get in my way. And the only ones that fucking cause problems, oh, you abuse Chloe. Yeah, right. Go fuck yourself, Mom. Go read her fucking medical records. Read it again and again and again. Everywhere they go, and I'll tell you this, with Chloe present. Are you going outside?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going outside.
You're angry with me?
No.
This is her way of going outside and venting to herself. And I got to get Moppy walked anyway. Now, here's the deal. She basically gets angry. She goes outside. She doesn't like the truth. And the neighbors basically are saying, you know, that technically, you know, she needs to realize that I'm not a bank. And so, but the neighbors know I'm not a bank either. So the neighbors are like, well, Chloe gets 200. She should be basically paying her half of the internet, which is $50. Well, the neighbor paid $25, Chloe paid $25, and I paid $50. We're fine, but Chloe uses the internet more than me. All right, no problem. Then we got the other issue, which is basically, you know, Chloe basically needs to realize that, you know, when it comes to fast food and other issues, fast food being one of them, that Chloe needs to realize, you know, that I can't just sit there and pay and pay and pay. I mean, look at it this way. I mean, if I'm going to go to a nice dinner, I'll take Chloe to a nice dinner. That will be great. I mean, we were talking about a sushi, right? Buying a sushi boat for 50 to 90. Poppy said, Rita, you've tried sushi once or twice. I said, twice. He said, most of the sushi we tried with you was cooked. I said, oh. They said the non-cooked foods is the stuff like the tuna roll. I tried a tuna roll. I got to tell you, Dinky and B.O. was making fun of me that night saying, "Hey, look, Rita Ree can't handle their sushi." When I got home, I was drinking probably about 2 gallons of beer from my growlers that I had filled. Yeah, on my dime, you know. My cousins, I stayed with them, and if they picked up a growler, it's like, we're going to share a growler. If I picked up the growler, I still shared. We all shared as a community family. And that's something I love about my family. I love Dinky, and I love Corey, and I love, you know, everyone here. You know, it's like, you know, at times you got to sacrifice. I'm changing into, I'm getting dressed soon so I can walk Moppy. I still got to wash my face real quick. But when it comes to the food situation, you know, I mean, we got to go to the food bank on Thursday, you know, and I try not to go to the food bank, you know, but Chloe goes weekly because, you know, she's always eating too much. And then she taps into my supplies, and I just are like, whatever, I can go without. And, I mean, it's like, Dinky last night, she was kind of angry. I mean, she's my family, okay? She doesn't want anything to happen to me. She's like the sister that I never had that cares. I mean, literally. I mean, yeah, she doesn't like me playing video games, or that doesn't. I can't say that. I'm putting words in her mouth. She doesn't. She thinks the games are boring and a waste of money. But you know what? I hear some people sit there and say, "Oh yes, it's a waste of money for this." I mean, look at Poppy. Poppy's like, "Oh well, I'm not counting my chickens before a hatch. I'm not either. But it's my money, my money." Well, you know what? I was telling my sister Tamara last night. She's known Aaron for 11 years. You know, bringing me to Aaron's marriage. And, quote unquote, she says to me, that motherfucker basically realized that we have enough evidence and stacked up against him anyways, that says that Aaron did not like his dad. That's the thing, he never did. His dad told him outright and tried to basically skirt around the question of, well, the logical answer is, you know, this. He basically told his kid he did not want to have a kid at 10 years old. It was a mistake, a burden, you know, a regret, and, you know, so forth and so on. You don't tell a 10-year-old that, you know, who's been severely abused. I mean, I've been severely abused as a child myself, you know. Chloe doesn't show any of abuse. I mean, I can agree with Chloe's mom at that one, okay? Chloe goes around, okay, and this is something I want to share with Chloe's mom and Chloe's stepdad. I don't think in my right mind, which I am right, even though you guys think I'm fucking nuts, that you touched Chloe in any way, shape, or form. Now, I was abused, okay? And I'm not talking about my childhood. Man. I'm talking about, you know, with psychological abuse and other abuse. I mean, literally, a lady hurt Chloe, smacked me across the leg the other day on the crisis line and was like, "Did you hit Rita?" And Chloe's like, yes, I did. You know, and I'm like, ow. And Chloe's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit that hard. I was just trying to get your attention." Lady's like, "That's abuse." And she's like, "It went," you know. But thing is why I'm going insane somewhat is the neighbor doesn't want to pay her part of the internet, even though she promised. Chloe doesn't want to pay her utilities and then gets mad at me if I threaten to turn it off, which I'm thinking of turning it off anyways because I don't want a $100 bill. And I'm not, you know, I mean, I was told, oh, yeah, you get the internet, will help, and nothing. And my bill keeps going up. I mean, you know, I mean, last month I paid because I was behind because I had to travel and stuff. I mean, look at this. I was told last night that I had to buy train tickets. Chloe's like, "Oh, yeah, you need to get train tickets for us for October so I can get my consult for a vagina." I'm going, "Oh, yeah, that means I got to get a sleeping car. Well, I better get to it now before it gets too late." But then again, you know, with all the responsibilities I have, I just got a guy who says, "Well, I'll buy your rare games, but they're resealed. Someone bought them, opened them, looked at them, sealed them up, made them look mint condition, and then sealed them, resealed them, sold them as new." And you, being a stupid fucking female that you are, is what the guy said in the email, bought them 16 years ago and got screwed, you know. And I feel like, you know, well, at least I'm being addressed as a stupid fucking female, you know. You know, and then, you know, I get people turning around, you know, like my cousin, and, he says, you know, I'm always looking to see about the deals. Pizza Hut just sent me an email, you know, on deals. And that's the other thing. Talking about pizza, you know, Poppy says, oh, yeah, through 7-2. So this discount applied for 7-2. So get 3 medium, 3 topping pizzas for $6 each. All right. So I guess, you know, so $18, I can get 3 pizzas. Well, you know what Poppy says again? Oh, well, Pizza Hut's bad. Domino's is bad. Yet, talking from a man who's always saying this stuff, you know, and like I said, all the fast food, bad for my heart. Okay. Sushi, the bill's too high. And then he tells me I need to eat more salads and, you know, live on salads 5-6 days a week and red meat 1 day a week. And if I can't afford fish, then, you know, but thing is, I don't like fish. And he knows it. It's like him liking, you know, he doesn't like pork chops. I mean, you know, I look for sales, and yet he's like, oh, well, you know, the problem is your diet. Problem is, when you're on a fixed income, you can't be like Poppy and basically eating out all the time and then turn around and get your heart clogged up. He had 3 out of 4 chambers unclogged because he was eating out every day. He couldn't cook. Aaron, he'd make spaghetti. He'd make, you know, he'd be like, oh, look, chicken's on sale. We buy it. Oh, look, steak's on sale. Let's get it. $4.98 a pound, you know, it's a. We would buy steak, we'd buy what we could, and we made our meals, you know, together, because we were married, and you know, with Chloe, you know, I'm just making TV dinners. It's like, throw a TV dinner in the oven, done. Throw a TV dinner in the oven, done. And, you know, and et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, with everything going on, you know, I got, you know, a lot of things. I mean, you know, like, responsibilities, like, you know, Chloe wants to pay her part of the rent. I usually pay the rent every month, you know, whatever it is, until, you know, Chloe loses cash assistance, which, you know, we don't know what's happening there. You know, it's all in the air. I mean, you know, but you get the idea, you know, and it's like you get I get two to three video games depending on the price, and that's her rent, and then I pay the rest. But then she turns around and she doesn't want to pay the internet or the electric, even though she could, because she'd only have $18.50 left after she paid those. And then, you know, so with me, so many people say, well, you know, you're allowing this. The thing is, I'm not allowing it. I just realized, you know, that, you know, like last month, I went out to eat once. And that was it, once. Usually I have pizza delivered in, but, you know, oh, no, twice. I went to KFC, and that was a little too expensive, you know. For whatever the reason, it was like, eh, who cares, you know. But the bottom line is KFC, you know, basically, you know, KFC, you know, was not good. Arby's ain't good. So if you look at the big picture, you know, I need to let Chloe know that I can't afford everything, you know. I mean, that's all I'm saying. If you're going to be equal and you go and you buy 6 items at Jack in the Crack and you get 1 chicken sandwich or something, that's not being equal. And then she wants equality, you know. And with me, you know, there's a few places I'd like to try to eat out. I want to try the Chalupa box set, but I also like my gorditas too. And because Taco Bell took away my smothered burritos, I've been avoiding Taco Bell. You know, I do want to try their XXL burrito as long as they don't have sour cream in it. But you get the point. Point I'm trying to make for all of you today is that I love all of you. And, you know, you guys got to realize that, you know, Poppy, I don't want to help him if he's basically going to screw me over. If he's thinking of his retirement first, then I'm not game. Because, you know, Aaron loved me dearly, and Aaron would have, I know Aaron better than anyone, and even my sister Tamara knew Aaron better. Aaron would have put me at first if he died for anything. We even tried to look into, you know, life insurance and everything else just in case. You know, me, I put Chloe first. I mean, look, I mean, my cousin B.O. basically puts his wife first, you know, and that's the way it should be. Now, Chloe, you know, everyone says, oh, Chloe's narcissistic. You know, it's all about her. Well, maybe, but she needs to learn some moral values. With that said, everyone, stay tuned for another part when I do a new part, when I do spreadsheets after I go to the store and stuff. So please stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Check out designsbydinky.com. And, you know, thanks for listening, Buttercups.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.